What's good, locals? Welcome back to The Local Podcast, episode 46, the podcast where we talk about mainly video games, sometimes TV shows, anime, movies, and generally things that go on in our lives. But you can find our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Audio Boom, YouTube, Google Play, and that one app you guys know about that we don't know about. You have me, Carlos Perez, and my good friend,
Miguel Vasquez.
Yep, that's us. Mm-hmm. And pretty much today's episode is going to be mainly our experiences with the PlayStation 5 because we actually have it in our hands now. It's been out for, what, 4 days now?
Yeah, 4 days.
Yep. So no news today. Pretty much just all our hands-on experiences and what pretty much mainly talking about the PS5 and probably comparisons with the Xbox Series X that we've seen videos about. Mm-hmm. But before we hop into that, Mike, what have you been up to besides playing the PS5?
Besides playing the PS5, that's pretty much what I've been up to. But yeah, I've been cool. I've been good. I think I mentioned last podcast, I've been thinking about, well, I am actually going to do like t-shirts and stuff like that. So that's definitely been on my mind. Like recently I've been like just finishing up like the designs ready for like printing and stuff like that. Once I get my hands on like either like a rented printer or like, you know, a local shop, you know, I'm still debating on that. But yeah, I've been working on that and on a 3D model of Kevin Sea Cucumber from SpongeBob, the nerdy pickle dude. I've been working on that one, but because I got the PS5, it's just so hard to work on it. Like, I'm so lazy to finish it. I just need to render it, like do some post-processing on Photoshop and I'm done with it. But even that simple like 30-minute task, something that I would finish like within 30 minutes, I'm just so lazy because I just want to hop on the PS5. But yeah, that's what I've been doing. And then with the PS5, obviously, like I've been playing it a lot. I'm really trying to get like the best out of like out of it, just because I've heard that some people have like, you know, problems with their PS5s. So I've been like playing it, trying to see if it makes any fan noise or like, you know, noise. And thankfully, you know, it hasn't. So I'm pretty happy about that. But yeah, I'll describe more about my PS5 experience. But yeah, that's pretty much what I've been up to, mostly PS5. And yeah, it's a blast, dude. Honestly, I've been playing God of War. It's fun.
Nice. What about you? Yeah, same thing. I'm still working on the kitchen. I've been really busy with the kitchen. I think I probably have a little bit less than 15 hours with the PS5 because I've been working on the kitchen so much with my dad and my brother. Mm-hmm. But yeah, just been working on the kitchen still, trying to knock that out before Thanksgiving comes out. Like it's a release date. No, before Thanksgiving comes upon us. And yeah, honestly, I haven't been doing much. The only interesting thing that I could think of that happened this week. Crap, there is nothing that happened this week. Oh, so cat's out of the bag. Mike, I think I forgot to tell you. So, I mean, I'll save this story before, but I'll get to the story next so we can segue into the PS5. But pretty much the only other interesting news is that I started, when Mike was talking about making t-shirts, my friend, he got a t-shirt machine, like a screen printing machine. So, and me and my friend Damien were supposed to go buy one, but one of my other homies' little brothers bought one. And I asked him, yo, do you think like I could shoot a design over and we can make some shirts? So there might be some local podcast t-shirts coming out. So we'll see.
For sure.
Maybe by the beginning of next year or maybe by the end of next year. I'm not really sure, but it's in the works. So if anyone's interested in that, I'll be open to suggestions on what you guys want on it. So let me know.
For sure. We'll definitely talk about it later.
Yeah, I thought that was cool. But yeah, so cat's out of the bag. So I had one pre-order, extra PS5 pre-order for Phoenix. I don't know if he's listening right now, but I fucking spoiled it, dude. I told him that we got a Did I tell you the story already?
I think you did before we got our PS5s.
Did we?
No. Tell me. Go on. Sorry.
All right. So pretty much the day pre-orders went live for the PS5, Mike was trying to get one and he couldn't get one. So I was trying all day to get him the digital edition that he wanted, right? The first wave of pre-orders. And like at 12 o'clock, that night, Best Buy was letting people check out with PS5s. So I went on the website and digital was sold out at the second. And I was like, oh my God. So I tried physical and I was at checkout and I was like, you know what? I'm pretty sure Mike will take what he can get, and I know he'll pay me back. You know what? Just let me get this for a backup in case he doesn't get a digital like he wants. And then I got out super easy, and I was like, wow, that was really fast. You know what? Let me see if digital is back in stock. It's in stock. I do the same thing, and I got it. So Mike got his digital edition, and I had one extra PS5 pre-order. And I was thinking, like, oh, you know what? I'll ask the homies around, like, yo, if you want the PS5, like, you could just shoot me retail. I'm not trying to oversell it for you. You know, you're my homies. And no one wanted it. And I instant, like, at least the people I've asked, there was a couple others, but I asked too late. But in general, I instantly thought, like, oh, shit. I know Phoenix is going to want to play the new Miles Morales when it comes out. And I don't want him playing it on his PS4. I want him to have the best experience he can get. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So then I thought, you know what? This would be a cool wedding gift for Phoenix. Let me ask a couple of my other homies if, like, we could all get together. They pay me $50 since I already paid for it. So if I get 10 homies, that's $50 each. So it'll be a cool wedding gift from all the skate park homies to him as a wedding gift, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I sent them separate texts, blah, blah, blah. And like a couple of days prior, before the PS5 was dropping, I got an email notification that it's confirmed that the physical edition is ready for pickup Thursday. So I make a group text, okay, with all 10 of us in it. And I have one friend named Salito. He's been on the show, I think, once. And in my contacts, I have him as AAA Salito. So he's first in my contacts. But I have Phoenix in my contacts, AAA Phoenix. So when I made the group text, I accidentally added Phoenix to the group text. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So once I sent out the, like, I even double checked in everything to make sure that he wasn't in there. And I fucked up, dude. He was in the group text. I sent a big old text saying, yo, it's confirmed. Phoenix's PS5 is ready for pickup. This is going to be a sick wedding gift. He's going to love it. But I just want to give you guys a heads up. These three people haven't paid, but don't trip. Like, I'm not tripping on the money. Pay me when you can. And then et cetera, et cetera. And then everyone's like, four people like messaged saying like, oh, heck yeah, that's so awesome. And then there's one random message saying, are you guys for real? No freaking way. And then after that text, I got like four separate texts from the group chat saying, dude, you added Phoenix to the group text. Dude, you added Phoenix. Dude, you freaking added Phoenix. And I was like, so yeah, I freaking spoiled it for Phoenix that we got him a PS5. So he knows.
But just like a couple of days before getting, yeah, right?
Yeah, like literally we picked up our PS5s Thursday and I sent the group text like Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, dude, I am so bummed. But yeah, it was so funny. Honestly, with our group of friends and that story happening like that, it's no surprise it freaking happened like that, you know? Mm-hmm. And it was pretty funny because Phoenix was like, honestly, this is probably better finding out like this than actually getting the surprise. And I totally agree. Yeah, it was so funny.
That's funny, dude.
But yeah, I mean, I guess we could start talking about PS5. So no one did midnight release, at least from what I've heard. Mm-hmm. We all had to wait until the morning to actually get it. So me and Mike went like 6 in the morning, and surprisingly, no joke, there was like 40 people ahead of us before we actually got our PS5, you know?
Yeah. And even after that, behind the people behind us, there was an extra like 50, you know?
Yeah, dude.
So I'm assuming they probably had about like 100 units.
It looked like more, at least the crates that we saw, like when we walked up.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe you're right. Maybe the boxes just made it look like a lot of quantity, huh?
Yeah.
But yeah, that was that was a pretty long morning. I didn't get no sleep. I think I had like 2 hours, no joke.
Tell me about it.
Because we're trying to get an extra PS5 pre-order for my little brother's friend. And luckily, I was able to pull through that morning. I was able to get a Costco bundle. So yeah, so pretty high for that. But nonetheless, when we're at Best Buy, yeah, there's like 40 people ahead, another 50 behind us. And yeah, it was pretty smooth, honestly. Like, just to know that everyone had their pre-orders ready, just pick it up, go. If you want some accessories, you can pick them up right before you go to check out. It was a pretty smooth process, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that was a pretty cool evening. But yeah, I know that we filmed an unboxing video, but I had to wait like another 5 hours before GameStop released my PS5 pre-order, you know? So what did you do when you got home from Best Buy?
After leaving your house, because after we drove to your house and I obviously we like talked about how excited we were with the PS5. So after that, I got home. I immediately, you know, my sister saw me with the PS5 and Salito did too. He's like, oh, that's cool. You know, like, and my sister wanted to take a picture, you know.
Salito was over that early?
Yeah, I think he slept over.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, he was definitely up there. I think he did sleep over, but yeah, pretty much my sister wanted to take a picture, you know, and then I went in my room. I quickly, like, opened it up to see, like, if there was any scratches, you know, dents or anything like that, defects. And everything looked spot on. So I was like, all right, forget, we're just going to connect it. I connected it. I had to do the setup. And yeah, I was pretty much amazed, you know. But at the same time, I was so freaking tired, dude. I only had like about 2 hours of sleep. I just couldn't go to sleep. You know how we woke up? Well, I woke up around like six sharp. And before we left to Best Buy to get our PS5s, I slept for like 2 hours. I think I fell asleep around 3 a.m. or 4 a.m. I don't know, but for sure, I was like so dead. Like I was so excited, but I feel like I wasn't too excited at the same time. I was just saying like, damn, I wish I could go to sleep right now. But I think I still got to do the unboxing with Carlos, you know. Uh-huh. So I was pretty much like just checking out all the games with the PS bundle. So I purchased a PlayStation Plus, and I got like I think I downloaded like five or six games on there. One of them being God of War. The other one, it had Resident Evil 7. And it had a great catalog of like great games. So I was pretty happy about that. And yeah, I was playing it for a bit. I don't know which game it was I was playing. I think it was like playing God of War.
Days Gone.
Or Batman.
Days Gone.
Yeah, Days Gone. Yeah. Either that one too. But yeah, I was playing them And then I remember like, fuck, I have to pack this up and go to Carlos's. I was like so fucking dead, dude. I was like so tired. I was like, fuck it, you know, let's do it. So I packed it. I left the cables at home just because I didn't want it to get like too messy during the unboxing, you know? And so, yeah, I packed it and then take it to your house. And yeah, it was pretty fun. Honestly, those first 2 hours, I felt like a little kid again, you know, like back in the day when I first got my PSP for Christmas. That's how I felt, you know? Felt good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, dude, definitely. Especially like I was looking over the footage of the unboxing. So maybe the unboxing video will be up this week. We'll see. But yeah, I was looking at the footage of the unboxing. Dude, you could see how tired I am in the video because we got the same amount of sleep and everything, only like 2 hours. But yeah, we went to Best Buy, picked it up. And it sucked because I literally had the PS5 right there and everything. So I couldn't before. I think on the last episode, I don't know if I mentioned it, but I don't remember. But Best Buy, I only had Phoenix's pre-order for just the console. And I pre-ordered all my accessories, all my games at GameStop because I thought they were going to be legit and do a midnight launch and everything. But they didn't. So I had a brand new PS5 just sitting on my couch and I had to wait another like 5 hours to pick up the other console with all my games, all my accessories, and then wait to unbox it, record the unboxing video, and then actually play. So from getting the PS5 at 6 a.m, I didn't play it until like 8 o'clock at night. It was so devastating. Like just looking at it, knowing it's there, we finally got it. And I still can't play it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Not that like I'm complaining, but it's just like I guess I was just really eager to open it and play, you know, but like just because there's like these steps that we want to do like for the channel and stuff. So yeah, it was really fun though. But yeah, dude, you could definitely see how tired I am in the unboxing and how bad the lighting setup is in my room. I literally had to buy some like, not like studio lights, but pretty much lights to light up that area because all we use is, it's not a flashlight. It's like a construction light that's just supposed to light up like a corner of the room. And it's so like the footage looks really bad. But for sure. Like, I'll still edit and stuff. But when you guys look at it, you're gonna be like, oh shit.
Honestly, it's our first unboxing video, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. But like, once you see it, you're gonna be like, oh damn, the lighting is bad.
I thought it looked pretty good, but then again, I only saw it from the small screen for my camera.
Uh-huh.
So for sure. How's the audio though? Is it good?
Pretty decent? Haven't checked the audio.
Okay, for sure.
I was just like skimming through the video, and then I didn't have my headset on because I just plugged it in. I was like, all right, where is this stuff? All right, it's right here.
For sure.
But what were you gonna say?
No, that was fun though. That was fun filming it, you know.
Yeah, definitely. So we got the table set up and everything. We didn't, like, when Mike came over, I told him to come at like 10:30, and he got there, and we didn't start filming till like 12 because we were just talking and stuff. But yeah, I was setting up the table, getting the boxes ready. We took some pictures, some B-roll. I had like my brother's, Mike's, mine, and Phoenix's on the table.
Mm-hmm.
It looked epic, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
It was a really good picture that I took.
Yeah,
But yeah, the unboxing video was really cool. It was like one clip. I really liked doing it. So maybe like when new things come out, we'll probably do more if it interests us, honestly. Like, we won't do like everything brand new, but like if it's something like big, like the PlayStation 5 that we're excited for, then yeah, we'll do it, you know. I probably won't do it for like when I get my 3080, like that's pretty plain and straightforward, you know. But other than that, that was really fun. I really liked doing the unboxing. We shot it in like, what, two takes? Because we had a little interruption.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, two takes.
But yeah, it was really cool. It felt fluent. It didn't feel like scripted or anything, but I really enjoyed it. It was really, really cool, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Especially getting input from the cameraman, like just talking back and forth. Like, I wasn't just doing it by myself. It was nice to have Mike right there with me, you know? But yeah, so we filmed the unboxing. What else did we do after that? Yeah, I don't know. Pretty much just started.
I think we pretty much talked like, oh, how cool it was, like, you know, this and that. Mm-hmm. And then I left because I was freaking tired, you know. But yeah, it was just like talking about like, oh, I think that was a good unboxing video and stuff like that, you know.
Yeah, dude. Out of all the accessories that I got the controller, charging stand, and the headset. Mm-hmm. I have not used the headset yet just because I haven't been in a party chat.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I plan to use it later tonight if I play some more. But
yeah, play Resident Evil 7.
Oh
on
shit!
It.
I still haven't even downloaded that.
You still download it right now, dude. But yeah, it's your only best way to test out the headset, you know.
All right, but I was gonna say, let's talk about some games that you've been playing.
Mm-hmm. The games I've been playing, mostly God of War, Little Nightmares. Just I already played it on the PS4, but you know, I love that game just because it runs at 60 frames per second. Runs a lot better than on the PS4.
Okay, before we keep going, let's talk about God of War. How far are you? You could go spoiler free because I assume you are the only person on the planet that has not beaten God of War. But if you haven't, I guess spoilers ahead if you do not want to hear God of War spoilers.
Not really spoilers, but I will tell you like the interesting stuff that I like about it and like minor stuff that I kind of don't like or would suggest like a better update, you know, in the future. I don't know if it's possible, but for sure. I'm in the part where you meet Brock, the little Smurf, the blue dude, where he like fixes your axe and stuff like that. I know I got a bit further than that. I think I fought like a fire troll where he like throws out acid, like fire, like lava out of his hand.
Yeah.
I think I'm on that part, but the dialogue between Kratos and his son is just so funny, dude. Like, and it's also like kind of like, it's also kind of like, it makes me like happy to see how like a father interacts with his son in the video game. I don't know, just the way Kratos like takes care of his son, you know. At first, Kratos was kind of a dick to his son in the beginning, especially when the son, Atreus, was talking too much. Kratos was like, quiet. I said, quiet, boy.
Uh-huh.
It was just so funny. I really like the dialogue between them. I think it's like funny and unique. Kind of reminds me of like the first Last of Us. Last time I played the Last of Us 2, but it reminds me of the first Last of Us between the dialogue between Joel and Ellie. Mm-hmm. But I've been liking the combat. It feels really smooth. At first, it was like kind of confusing just because like to hit someone, to attack, you have to press the R1 button and R2, you know? Generally, you know, I'm used to square as the attack button, you know? But yeah, I have to press R1 and R2, and to dodge, you know, I already got the hang of it. It's really fun. And the way you sprint around and just attack, you know, dodge enemies' attacks, it's just so, it feels so fluid. I really like that. My minor pet peeve is when you like hop off like a cliff, a small cliff. Like, I feel like Kratos and like his character model, when he lands on something, I feel like he just like, he takes like maybe a second to like to land it, and he takes his time. I don't know how to explain it, but I feel like for something that not too like the height of the cliff, I feel like it's just, I feel like Kratos would just easily just hop off and just like walk it, but instead like he takes his sweet time, you know, like he just hops down and he touches the ground for a bit, like for maybe like a second or two, and then you can walk in, you know what I mean? Like, it's just that's just my minor pet peeve, like my minor issue with it. But other than that, like, it's just awesome.
Mm-hmm. Just yeah, really, dude. Great. I can't. I'm looking forward to playing it again. I can't wait. And then we talk more about the story and stuff and whatnot. But how do you see this going? How do you see this place going?
The story.
Yeah.
Well, they're trying to reach to the mountain for to do something for his deceased mom, well, for for Kratos' wife. But yeah, I still have more to like figure out. Mm-hmm. I really can't judge. I can't say much about it, but for sure I like where he's going. I really like the interaction between Kratos and Atreus. I think it's just so funny and it's really unique in a way, you know. But yeah, I like it. What else was I gonna say? Freaking damn! I know I was gonna say something about Kratos. And the Spartan rage. You know, it's just it hyped me the fuck up when he was fighting what was the enemy? The big main character in the first story, like in the beginning. It's like the blue dude. He has like blue powers, I think, like ice or something.
Crap, I forgot.
He's like he like bullies Kratos, and he's like, you shouldn't be here, your kind is weak, you know. And Kratos, like, he unlocks his Spartan rage, and I was like, damn, like, that should hype me the fuck up, because like in the old God of War games, you could use your Spartan rage. So when I clicked on R3 and L3, like, I unlocked Spartan rage, and he just went fucking ham on the other dude. So that was pretty satisfying. It was just a great game. That's what hooked me up. I was like, damn, this game has some good combat, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, man, I really like it. I'm definitely gonna play it tonight.
Heck yeah, that's if awesome.
God of War, then maybe Batman Arkham Knight or Days Gone.
Okay, last question for God of War. How do you feel about the combat? Are you getting used to it, or do you like, obviously it's a completely different type of story and gameplay style from hack and slash to pretty much like blocking and parrying and just doing your attacks with R1, you know?
Yeah. I like it, dude. At first it was kind of like, I was kind of like disappointed with the Kratos speed when he attacks. I feel like him throwing the axe around or like swinging the axe, I felt like it was kind of too slow in a way, because I feel like that left him vulnerable to being like hit, especially when you hit R2. I think R2 is is the attack that inflicts more damage on enemies, but that one's a lot slower, you know. He swings his axe much slower when you press R2. And yeah, I was like, damn, I wish Kratos could throw this shit quick, you know, like he can swing fast. This motherfucker's strong, you know. Like, I was hoping for him to swing his axe around a lot quicker, but I'm assuming you can upgrade like the speed of him throwing his axe, if I'm correct, or no?
I think so. I don't remember.
Yeah. It's just, I feel like the swing of his, him swinging his axe is kind of slow in a way, but yeah, other than that, like, the combat's really good. I really love the way you can just dodge and just sprint at enemies and just attack them, and just, it feels so fluid. I really like it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can use Atreus, to throw like arrows, bows at the enemies, which helps you out a lot. It's just really cool. And the blocking, I got the hang of it really quick. Like, the moment they attack me, I just block it instantly, and it counters them. You can just counter them and just attack them, inflict more damage on them. So that's pretty fun. I'm definitely having a great time with God of War.
Heck yeah, that's awesome. What else are you playing? You said Little Nightmares?
Yeah, Little Nightmares, Days Gone. Damn, dude. Days Gone is okay. Honestly, I will say I'm kind of disappointed with the gunplay. When you shoot a zombie or an infected enemy, I feel like it's just so, you know, blank, like so disappointing in a way. Just the way you shoot, like let's say like a certain part of the enemy or like the head, it's just not, it's not nothing like Resident Evil 2 where you like blast a zombie's head and their head splatter and it feels so satisfying. With this game, it just like you shoot them and they just jump, like they just like fly. Like you shoot them in the head or chest, they just fly and they're dead. You know, I don't know. It just feels weird. But other than that, the graphics in that game are just top notch, dude. Like I was like, damn, these fucking, like, this is a PS4 game. This shit looks fucking next gen as fuck, dude. Mm-hmm. Like maybe because it's like HDR or maybe because it's in 4K for sure, and it's running at 60 frames per second, so that's a huge plus. But damn, Days Gone looks really fucking good, and I think it's based in Seattle. I think it's based like around there. But yeah, like there's like wooded forest, you know, when you take that motorcycle for a drive.
Yeah, somewhere up north.
Yeah, you can just see how beautiful the game is. I was like, damn, like, are you sure this shit wasn't made for the PS5? Because this is like definitely one of the best looking games I've ever played. The environment looks good. And I think it has to do with the HDR. I feel like HDR gets the most out of the colors in a way. But yeah, I haven't gotten too far into it just because like I said, the gunplay, I feel like it's just bland in a way.
Yeah, like generic, I feel it.
I should say.
Yeah, when I was playing Days Gone, I think my favorite part was just the relationship the two guys have. What are their names? The main character and his homie.
Fuck, I forgot.
I think those two characters are really interesting. But I thought the story was... I didn't beat it, to be fair, but I was really over the gameplay and I did not want to see the story through, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, continue. What else have you been shooting on that on the console?
I downed Bloodborne, but I still haven't played it. I downed Resident Evil 7. I still haven't played it at all. I know there's another game. I've been playing Arkham Knight, of course. I haven't passed that game since 2016 when I first got it. I only beat in that game once and I just left it. So I got into it and damn, it brought back a lot of memories when I first bought it, you know, when I first played it. I got Uncharted 4 as well. I played it for a bit just to test it out if it runs at 60 frames per second. Sadly, it really doesn't. It's locked at 30 frames per second. So I'm hoping for them to at least do an update for the PS5 to run it at 4K at 60 frames per second. So I stopped there. What else? Damn. I know I have more games. Freak. Damn. I think it's mostly been God of War and Days Gone and Arkham Knight. Just those three games right now. And Little Nightmares.
Nice.
But yeah, so far I'm having a great time with it. As for like noise, the PS5 is surprisingly quiet, dude. Like I don't hear anything just because like it doesn't have a disc drive. Mm-hmm. But for sure, like I was watching YouTube videos about people with PlayStation issues with like launch PS5 issues, and I was like, damn, that kind of sucks. I feel like I got it like a lucky console, you know. I was pretty much like lucky, you know, in a way.
Oh, don't worry, you run into some right now. Hold up.
Yeah. But other than that, like, yeah, I'm really digging the performance, dude. I like the way the section where you can like swipe between game section and then media section where you have YouTube, Hulu, you know, Netflix and stuff like that. Yeah. I really like that just because I mostly want to play games, you know. Mm-hmm. If I wanted to watch YouTube or stuff like that, I can just do that shit on my computer. But yeah, other than that, I really like that. I really dig the UI. It just feels natural. At first it was confusing, but I got used to it so quick.
But nice.
Yeah.
What was your favorite part? What's your favorite thing of the UI?
The UI, honestly, like it's not really much different than the PS4. It's just a different layout, but I do like the music. I left it on, you know. I know there's people out there that would turn off the theme music when you boot up the PS5, but I left it on there just because like it's really smoothing. It reminds me so much of like ASMR in a way. It just puts you to sleep. You know, it's a great background music. And yeah, I just left it on there. I think that's my favorite thing about it. Just the music, the UI music. You can switch it off, but I really didn't, just because I really like it.
I feel you. To say what I've been doing, I'm pretty sure we'll talk about it when I get to it. But so I've been playing, surprisingly, I barely started playing Spider-Man Miles Morales today. Could you believe that? Like, I was still hyped for it, playing it day one. I didn't even play it day one. I played Demon's Souls in Astro's Playroom.
Mm-hmm.
And Demon's Souls is really cool. It's really hard. And you could watch people's, like, you could watch how they died just so you don't do the same thing that they did. And honestly, when I'm watching these, like, little, like images of how they die, it's not images. It's pretty much like a hologram that you just press X. They're called bloodlusts, I think. So once you click X, it shows like their body, like walk up and they go through the map and it shows them like attacking nothing because there's nothing there, but I'm pretty sure that's supposed to be an enemy. And it shows you like how they died. And these guys are playing this game like it's a hack and slash. You have to take it slow, know when to attack, parry, block, or even dodge whatsoever. Do what you got to do. But these guys are literally just running in, trying to attack like 10 times in a row, but you have a stamina bar. So stamina gets taken up from blocking, dodging, parrying, and attacking. So literally, you could probably get like 2 swings in and then back up or block. You know what I mean? No, these guys, when they die, it's like, damn, I don't think they know what they're doing. But this is my first type of, I wouldn't say it's my first Dark Souls game because I have played a couple of others, but for sure I have not played something that I'm so much more invested to into like how I am with Demon's Souls. Like, excuse me.
Sure.
But yeah, so when I played Sekiro, I didn't get that far in Sekiro, but for sure with Demon's Souls, I am a lot farther than I was than I have ever been in a Dark Souls game. So I plan to see this to the end. So I've been playing like in my Discord chat, like I connect my PlayStation to my TV and I just stream in the Discord. And one of the homies, he's like, I would say he's like a Demon's Souls expert. He tells me where to go, how to do these things. I'm like, all right, cool. So I got a good teacher, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So he's definitely been helping me out. Yeah, that's been really fun. I'm really enjoying Demon's Souls. Demon's Souls looks really good too. Especially the opening cinematic, dude. You got to come over and watch it, dude. It looks fantastic.
Sure.
Like, especially, honestly, I have not played Demon's Souls on my TV, but it looked really good on my monitor. But other than that, I've been playing Astro's Playroom a lot. That's where it comes in. My favorite part of the UI are those activity cards they showed in the State of Play. Because no joke, because you know how they showed like that demo with Sackboy? Like, oh, where to find like this cloth piece? Like, I'm trying to get the platinum for Astro's Playroom. And I think one of the trophies to 100% a level. And you can't 100% it if you don't get some little puzzle pieces. And I couldn't find one. And I was like, where is this? Oh, you know what? Let me try the activity card. And you just press the PlayStation button. It shows you the progress right there. The first thing you're almost done with. It says 80%. You're just missing one puzzle piece. And then I just click on it. And then I think there's like a little button. I forgot. I think it says show more information. And literally you click that. And then it shows you a video of like the robot going to that last puzzle piece. And I was like, oh, there it is. So I go back straight into my game and I start finding the puzzle piece like nothing. So that part comes in really, really clutch. And it's really helpful. I really like it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I also forgot to mention, I was also playing Astro Boy, but not for a lot, but I would only play it just for the demo, the control demo. I just love the way it feels in my hand. The triggers just feel so good on it.
Mm-hmm. How far did you get?
Not too far, dude. It's like in the section where you can choose, in the lobby, I should say, where you can choose like the CPU level or the GPU level, you know.
Okay, but, tell me, did you go inside the PlayStation 1 room?
Fuck, I don't think I have, no.
Oh, why? Dude, go in there. It's dude, this game is literally, no
it's
joke. Yes, it's a game. It's not a demo. It's a game. Well,
I thought
it pretty much is a demo, like to show off the the controls of the controller, you know, mm-hmm. like to show like what the, what this controller could be possible or capable of doing and stuff. But yeah. no, dude, it's a game. Like those levels, like it's a game. Like it's a platformer and everything, dude. It's no joke. I've been having a blast with it. It's so fantastic. Everything that's in it, dude. I won't spoil anything because I really want you to play it. But mm-hmm. just for like, no joke, I feel like every console like should at least launch a game like this. Because yeah. as you're playing it, dude, it's like you said, it's a demo. It shows off what the controller is capable of, but it gives you like a history of everything else. Like you see like little Easter eggs of the PlayStation 1, the PlayStation 2, the PlayStation 3, a Vita, everything, dude. Everything PlayStation has ever created is in that game. It is so awesome. Like mm-hmm. even to the littlest details, dude, like as you're climbing, like or walking on a little string, it's not mm-hmm. any type of string. It's a PlayStation 1 cord. Dude, it's so awesome. I love that game. I've been having so much fun with it. There's like other little Easter eggs. I won't say. I'll just let you find out when you explore the world. But yeah, just to say anything, that game is fantastic. I don't know if a lot of people are just like avoiding it just because they think it's a demo or whatever. It's like, they're just going to show off the controller. Yeah, that's what they pretty much is. That's what pretty much the game is for. But mm-hmm. it's definitely more than that. It is so fantastic. I love, like, for sure. Like, I've been having so much fun with that game.
For sure. I gotta check it out.
But yeah, the controls, speaking of the controls, I think the controller functions are really cool. It has mm-hmm. like the triggers. Honestly, mm-hmm. I was expecting a little bit different from what a lot of developers have been saying about the triggers. Mm-hmm. But other than that, I think it feels great, especially pulling back on a bow, because you get a bow at Astro's Playroom. Like mm-hmm. just the tension you feel is like, wow, this feels mm-hmm. really cool.
I agree. Yeah.
The vibration functions too, especially the rumble, like for how well it vibrates is really interesting. I really like it, especially walking on ice, or there's like a little mechanic where you're rock climbing and stuff. And like you have to swing your elbow or your shoulder up with the controller to grab the next rock and vice versa, left, right, left, right. It's really interesting. And I can't wait to see more. Like I can only imagine like rock climbing on a new Uncharted PS5 game, if we ever get one, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that'll be really cool. But yeah, definitely the controller, like, made a difference in this console generation, I believe, you know? Like, a lot of people... Absolutely. Like, I mean, we got it... The first thing we've seen from a new controller function is honestly from Nintendo. Like, wouldn't you say, like, starting off with the Wii?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, Wii
even
Sports?
PS3, it had, like, a... movement axis. I don't know what the heck it was actually called, but you know, where you can move the controller a bit.
Oh, like gyro controls?
Yeah, gyro controls, but it wasn't as sophisticated as Nintendo's, but mm-hmm. I wouldn't say Nintendo started it, just because I think PS3 launched first, right? And then there was Nintendo, right? Nintendo,
I'm not
Wii,
sure.
Wii, I mean.
I wouldn't say Nintendo started it either, but I feel like Nintendo kept at it, like adding new things to their controllers. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like I think the newest thing we got from a controller was the Joy-Cons, like the type of vibration those things feel, at least with 1-2 Switch. You know what I mean? And having that AR sensor to recognize if you could play rock, paper, scissors and see who would win. It could read mm-hmm. your hand signs and whatnot.
Yeah.
But yeah, just to see seeing this implemented into a like actual console generation is really cool. I really mm-hmm. like it.
Mm-hmm.
And other than that, I've been playing. Yeah, so just Demon's Souls, Astro's Playroom. I booted up the Pathless, but I haven't started it. Downloaded. Well, I did start it a little bit, but I didn't play much to give an initial thought. But yeah, you could feel the triggers like stiffen up when you're pulling back on your bow. It's really beautiful. It's a really awesome game. I played mm-hmm. like 20 minutes of it, but nothing to keep me hooked on to keep going, because I'd rather play Astro's Playroom, Demon's Souls, and Spider-Man before I hop into that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I downloaded Bugsnax. I haven't started that yet, though. And yeah, today I finally played Miles Morales, and oh my God, dude, I am having so much fun, dude. Like, just learning Miles' story and everything. Like you kind of see the new face of Peter Parker, like, mm-hmm. in the beginning. And mm-hmm. honestly, just looking at it, it's like, I know that's not the one I started with. I really do like it, but there's always that a part of me that's like, nah, that's not him. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I think his new look is great. I think Miles is great as a character. He's not like I said, in the Avengers game that came out for Square Enix, the new character they bring on is like a fangirl of the Avengers. And she's like super hyped to be a part of the team, super hyped to be like she's just fangirling over every superhero and whatnot. And like, honestly, it was too much for me and it was really, really annoying. And I couldn't like, every time she would say something, it's like, it's so cringe. And it's like, really? Like, this is so, it's too much for me, I guess. And Miles is kind of like fanboy. He does fanboy over Peter a little bit in the beginning, like obviously because he's his mentor, he's Spider-Man, you know, who wouldn't be fanboying over their mentor, like to be Spider-Man, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But the way Miles does it is that he's doing it, but it's not as like excessive as Kamala from the Avengers. Like when Miles like talks about Peter, like, yeah, he's Spider-Man, like, oh shit, like, dang, everybody's counting on me. It's like, like you can actually feel it, like feel those feelings, like, yeah, everyone is counting on me. You're right. You know what I mean? Like, it's different. It's definitely different, but I like this vibe more. It's not too excessive and he's not like not annoying, I guess, is what I'm saying. But overall, like, yeah, dude, man, it feels so good playing a brand new Spider-Man game. I know a lot of people are saying it's short. And at least from what it looks like, it does look like it's going to be short, at least from the gadgets and the upgrades. But other than that, I can't wait to finish it and see what's next to come for Insomniac on the next Spider-Man game. Because, like, wow, this game is, it looks really good. It plays really good. I know originally in Spider-Man for PS4, you could do like flip tricks as you're swinging through the city and stuff. And I was like, all right, let me see how he flips. And they completely changed the controls. And honestly, it is way better on Miles Morales. I don't know if it's going to be different on the remaster, but that was kind of one of my, not an issue, it was just a pet peeve, I guess. But on the original PS4 version with Peter Parker, when I would do flips, he would stop swinging in the air, take his time, like as a pose, and then flip. But now in the Miles Morales one, just to like point it out, after I let go of my web, and I do a flip, like a front flip or a back flip or a side flip, like it's fluent. As soon as he let go with the web, he does the flip instead of doing that pause in the air and then flip. It's web swing, let go, flip. Like, oh man, it feels really fluent. Right now I'm playing on 4K with RTX with ray tracing on. I haven't tried the performance mode, but from what videos that I've seen on YouTube, it looks like the performance mode looks fantastic. It looks really smooth. You can notice a big difference, at least on video, when they do a side-by-side comparison. I might turn it on later tonight, or I might turn it on after I beat the game, because honestly, I don't know. To me, I can notice it definitely. But it's not an issue where it's an eyesore, like, ugh, 30 frames? Ew, why would I want to play on that? You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I would never, I don't feel like that at all in any type of way, in any type of game. It's like, all right, sick, I'm here for the story, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, Miles Morales feels really good. The game is really cool. The story is fantastic. I'm loving it so far. I think I'm like, I did a couple of side missions and, like, four main story quests, but I can understand where it's going. And yeah, I can't wait to play more of it. The web swinging, it feels really cool, because literally on the, when you swing with your triggers, at least with the PS5 controller, like R2 is literally the button you press to shoot your web shooters. And it has like a pretty slow push, and then it stops you halfway. And then once you're at that halfway point, you press it down a little bit harder, and that's when he swings his web out. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah.
So pretty much, like, do the Spider-Man symbol with your hand, and then press, like, that's halfway with R2, and then once you press down on your middle and ring finger, like, when you press down on your wrist, that's when you press it down all the way. Does that make sense? That's when you're actually shooting the web out of your hand. It is, it's so fantastic, dude. It's crazy, dude. I love this controller.
For sure. I gotta check it out when I go to your house.
Yeah, dude, definitely. I remember when we filmed the unboxing, you wanted me to, we were hanging out for a little bit, and you wanted me to play Spider-Man right there. And I was like, yeah, dude, I'll let you borrow it after I beat it. And then, like, you started laughing, and I was like, oh, crap, you're right. You got digital.
Yeah.
And then shout out to, damn, I forgot who said it, but it was in the It's Obvious Gaming Discord when I posted the picture, and someone was like, who's the dingleberry that got the digital edition? That was so funny. That was a good joke too. That was fantastic. Yeah. But
it was fun. That was a definitely memorable day. And I have to say, I'm quite happy that I brought my camera to film it a bit.
Mm-hmm.
So for sure, that was a fun day.
Yeah, dude, definitely. But yeah, other than that, I can't say I haven't been playing much other. Like I said, I've been busy with the kitchen, so I haven't actually. I think today's so far has been the only day where I have not worked on the kitchen, and I actually sat down and played with my PS5. But other than that, the UI, I'm still getting the hang of it, because one thing that I'm kind of like, not annoyed, maybe I just don't know how to access them quick, is that usually on the PS4, I know where my trophies are, like in the shortcut or the main menu, I know how to get there quick to see how, like if I'm gonna miss out on a platinum or something. Like earlier today, I tried looking for the trophies, because I just got a trophy for Miles Morales, and I was like, oh, sick, let me see it. And I look at it, look at the description, I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Let me look at the rest of the trophies. And I'm like, crap, like, where are they? Like, they're so lost. I honestly can't even say where they are. The only way I know where to find them is go to the game hub, go to the game, and then it's going to be right there on the bottom right. That's the only way I know how to access trophies. So if you know how to access them, please tell me, or tell me in the comments or whatever, because I want to access them way quicker than that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, other than that, I love the hub. I love that everything's not crammed into one main menu setting. Now I could actually have my game separated from my TV shows and stuff. Because you remember on my PS4, I had a freaking folder tab that I called useless. You know what I mean? Like, stuff I would never use, never touch, is just going to be out of my way. Get it out of my face. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And one thing I really like on the media side is that now it puts the application I used last up front, because usually I would go on YouTube pretty much all the time on my PS4, and I would have to scroll all. I would have to first find the TV show and media app, go down, then scroll, wait for those apps to load, and then scroll all the way to the right and go to YouTube, because the first one will always stay the same. Disney Plus, Netflix, Hulu. I didn't even think Hulu. I think it's just like some other stuff. But so I would have to scroll all the way to the right, and sometimes it would lag because it's loading something else on the bottom that I'm not even, it's not even relevant to me. And then if it lags, it'll say that I scrolled too far to the right, and it would take me to the more apps and download section. So then I would have to find the YouTube app again, scroll down, and actually start it up. And that was so annoying. But now it's completely changed. It only has what you downloaded as media apps. And if you want to find more apps, you just go down and it has like suggested media apps, and you can search for more. It's really, I'm glad they made it like that. It's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's kind of like a quick pin, like Xbox's homepage, but honestly, I'm fine with this. I'm content with this. This is, at least it's way better than the PS4, you know?
Yeah. I'm sure they'll update it. You know, it's a launch UI. So post, you know, it's pretty much like the UI that comes with, which on launch day. So I'm sure they'll update it, you know, I hope they do.
Yeah, definitely. I I'm content with this UI. It's really cool. I really like it. Yeah, I think the UI is really cool. I like the quick shortcuts, like the little game hub. Like I said, I've been using the game activities, at least so far, only on Astro Boy. Astro Boy, goddamn it, it's called Astro Bot. It's not even called Astro Bot. It's Astro's Playroom. But yeah, the UI is fantastic. I really like those activity shortcuts, especially. Have you done app switching on the PlayStation 5?
I try to do it. Okay, so correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't one of the developers of the PS5 mention that, or say that that you can play like two games at the same time, right?
I'm not sure about Sony.
But yeah, I use a switcher, and it prompts me with a message saying, "Do you want to quit this game in order to go to this app, you know, like YouTube. And I'm like, wait, what the heck? I thought the PS5 was able to like multitask, you know? I don't know. Maybe I'm doing it wrong.
Were you trying to open up another game or another, like a TV show application?
I think it was a TV show app.
Okay. Yeah. You might have, I don't know. I'm thinking maybe you might have read it wrong because I've been switching from the game to the YouTube app. And it'll say, like, once you do it for the very first time, it'll ask you, oh, we'll suspend the app, not close it, but pretty much just like put that app in sleep mode while we boot this one up for you, you know?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
But honestly, since I've been switching back and forth like that, it's fluent, dude. It feels really good. Like there's no load times. Like, yeah, there's like, what, 2 second load time, I guess, or 1 second. But honestly, you don't even notice it. But yeah, I was going to say, it feels really good. I can only imagine. I know a lot of people have been talking a lot about the Xbox Series X and how that works. I would like to see how it works in person, you know, but I don't want to buy it myself, you know?
Yeah.
I have a couple.
Go on. Now, I was going to say something about Series X, but I'll let you go first.
All right, cool. Yeah, I have a couple of homies that got the Series X, or at least I think I know, I have one. So I want to ask, like, how do I invite myself over to like, hey, dude, let me check it out. You know what I mean? I wonder if he would be down to like, let me borrow it, but I know he's working. So maybe he'll just let me borrow it for the day. Like I could pick it up in the morning. Just let me see how it works in real life and then just give it back to him when he comes home for work. You know, I wonder how, if he'll be cool for that, but so we could talk about it on the podcast.
For sure.
But yeah, go on.
Yeah. I was going to say about the Series X, there's a lot of scalpers, you know, same with PS5. It's just, it's crazy, you know, it's kind of off topic, but like I went on eBay and I looked up PS5 and fuck, dude, there's a lot of PS5s that are selling for nearly $2,000, dude.
Yeah, dude.
A lot of them. So I was like, sad. Damn, like that's fucking wild.
Yeah, dude. It's, oh my God. It triggers me. Like, it really does trigger me that there are people out there like that are just taking shit. They're pretty much taking the fun away from everyone else that wants to have it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get you.
Like, I remember at GameStop, someone was literally trying to scalp me, like everyone's PS5s. Like someone, like he didn't look like he wasn't like just out there like, I'll buy your PS5. He was trying to get the PS5 to scalp for it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But yeah, it was so weird. It like triggered me. I can't stand scalpers ever since I've been collecting Funko Pops. I can't stand scalpers. It pisses me off. Like a lot of, like it's weird. Like I have a couple of people like, yo, why you buy so much? Blah, blah, blah. When I post that picture and I was like, oh no, they're not all mine. They're all like reserved for everyone. Had a couple of homies ask me like, oh, can I buy one off you? And I was like, nah, they're like reserved for the homies, you know? And then like, oh, dude, like, dang, you could have resold it, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, nah, dude, I'm not like that. You know what I mean? Yeah, like, man, I can't stand scalpers. I would not want to be one of them, you know?
It's, you know, it's a beautiful, that's the beauty of capitalism. You know, there's, if people are willing to pay for it, for something that's not essential to life, and they can just buy a PS5, you know, expensive. Mm-hmm. And yeah, just, it's a beauty, you know? I honestly, like, I'm not against it, but for sure, it kind of gets me mad because, like, you know, we're hit with limited PS5s, you know, and these motherfuckers are like taking advantage of it, you know. But honestly, like, I don't blame them, you know. If there's a market for them, if they're trying to make that quick buck, you know. Honestly, that's, I don't blame them, you know. But for sure, I understand how it would trigger like other people, you know, because like, you know, it's limited, you know. Like a lot of people really, really want to get this for their like loved ones or like for kids, you know. And for some douchebag, some dude to just like buy an extra one and then sell it for nearly $2,000 on eBay, it sucks, you know. But I mean, I honestly can't blame him. You know, it's just, it is what it is. You know, you got to make that buck, you know, somehow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, dude, I feel like I could understand the reasoning behind it, but to me, it's not, I guess, like, I don't know, what's the right word? Like, have morals for yourself or whatever. I don't see the, like, it's just triggering me. It's like, fuck that. I'd rather someone else like get it. Like, there are people that are trying to get it for Christmas gifts, whatevers and stuff. But then there's these fucking people that have like 20 of them trying to resell them, you know?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's their quick buck, but literally, like, I don't know. It's just so triggering. I can't stand it, dude.
Yeah.
But other than that, yeah, watch out for scalpers. I say you could wait if you're really dying for one. I really encourage you waiting because later on in the down run, if we all could wait, like, it's like pretty much like the vote, you know, like people are saying, get your votes in, et cetera, et cetera, because every vote counts. If you don't buy from these scalpers, you're literally winning no matter what. Yeah, you may not have a PS5 right now, but if you wait it out, they will restock. It is not a limited edition thing, you know. It will come back in stock. Just wait it out. Do not pay for these scalper prices because they're fucking ridiculous and they are not worth it for... They're like, you know what I mean? They're just not... They're not worth going to their level and giving the scalpers what they want. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And that's a good advice because, like, personally, I feel like there's not a lot of, you know, there's not enough PS5, legit, like, exclusive PS5 games right now, like, next-gen games to play. Mm-hmm. So I've been mostly playing, like, last-gen games, honestly, like, to be honest. Like, and honestly, I'm cool with it just because, like, I've been wanting to play God of War, you know, Spider-Man at 60 frames per second, you know? But for sure, like, if you're someone who hasn't gotten a PS5 and who's, like, legit is, like, who really wants one right now, like, I say you're better off just waiting for, like, maybe a couple months when the PS5 games come out. And, yeah, you're just better off just waiting. I would say maybe even wait for, like, the next slim model, you know? I don't know if you would want to wait for that. But, yeah, honestly, like, if I had the choice to, like, to purchase a PS5, well, even though I already purchased one, like, but if I had the choice again, I probably would go like 50-50, be like, I don't think I need it right now, or yes, I do need it, because just because I've been mostly playing last gen games, you know. I can just play it on the PS4 if I wanted to, but for right now there really isn't a lot of PS5 games to play. But if I can go back, I'd probably still get it, but honestly it's not really a huge deal breaker. Honestly, you're pretty much good right now.
Yeah, definitely. Even so, there's gonna be more ways to purchase it. Black Friday, I'm pretty sure December we'll have a restock in stores. And then there comes next year. Who knows how many there'll be next year? But regardless, if you can hold out, then these scalpers are gonna have to sell these things either retail price or at a loss because of how many they're gonna have. You know what I mean? So I encourage you not to buy, you know. Other than that, I think the last thing I have to say, I know we're talking about PlayStation 5 issues. I had an issue today where my PS5 froze and it literally just shut itself off when I was playing Miles Morales. And I seen a couple of tweets saying that I think there was like a download bug where your downloads were on infinite loop where it just wouldn't download. And then you had to like completely restart your system from fresh or something, like format it and everything to get out of it. I even saw like a couple of tweets saying that their PS5 got bricked. There was, it was yesterday, my brother's PlayStation froze too, and we had to like hard power turn it off and everything. So it's pretty crazy. So, I mean, we got the warranties. So yeah, just in case, know. So yeah. Definitely
how are you playing it for?
I don't know, dude. I think I was playing for like a good hour.
Oh shit, I gotta stress test my PS5 then.
Yeah, but dude, that was only on Miles Morales. Like I said, I've been playing Astro's Playroom and Demon's Souls, so I have I probably have like 4 hours each in those.
Okay, for sure.
So I'm probably a
bug in
it. Yeah, definitely has to be. But other than that, yeah, dude, I love the PS5. I wouldn't, like, for me, it's quiet, but I would say it's the disc drive. Whenever like I put in a new disc, like you could hear like the disc spinning and like you could hear, I wouldn't say hear the fans, but you could hear just like hum, but it's definitely not as loud as the PS4 whatsoever or the Pro. But yeah, that's pretty much my initial like experience with the PS5. I haven't done much with it. I can't wait to keep playing more. Now we could talk about like comparisons with the Xbox Series X, at least we've seen from videos, but what have you seen?
What I've seen is that, you know, honestly, this makes me sad, but I've seen the loading times between the game, between PS5 and Series X. Quite disappointed to know that the PS5, which was lauded for being the most fastest SSD out there, you know, to be beaten by the Series X, you know, says a lot. I don't know. It just kind of bums me out, you know. Like, I'm not regretting my purchase at all. Hell no, because I'm having a blast with it, you know, playing God of War. But it upsets me, you know, because, like, Sony was out here like bragging about we got the fastest SSD drive, you know, faster than Series X. And then here, GameStop, GameSpot uploads a video comparison between the Series X and PS5, like on loading times. And I seen that PS5 was behind by like the majority of the games, PS5 was behind by like 13 seconds, you know? Series X loaded the game faster. PS5 was still like taking its sweet ass time loading up the assets in the game. So I was like, damn, what the hell? I thought PS5 was like faster, you know? And then, you know, you got the Series X, which costs the same as the PS5. Yet, you know, the Series X is much stronger in both computing power and you know, and you know, like speed, you know? But yeah, it's just, yeah, I was kind of bummed out about that. But other than that, I'm quite happy with the PS5. I prefer to go with the PS5 just because of the exclusives. Series X only has like, you know, computing power. That's about it. But yeah, that's pretty much what I've seen about the Series X. You?
Yeah, definitely. I've seen a couple of comparisons. Overall, the Series X does look a lot faster. I've seen a couple of games, not trying to like fucking be a fanboy of PlayStation, but I've seen a couple of games run faster on PlayStation than Xbox. But
oh, I heard about that too. Yeah.
A majority of everything overall, it looks like the Series X is faster than the PS5. Definitely. Mm-hmm. One thing that I have seen, which is kind of weird, I don't know. I'm not even going to say it. But yeah, the Xbox Series X does look a lot faster. I want to get my hands on, see if the homie will let me borrow it. We can talk about it in the next episode. But yeah, I'm totally with you. It's kind of crazy that like Sony did hype up this SSD. You can't even buy an external SSD. Like they have the M.2 slot and there is no compatibility yet. So I remember mentioning it. What did I say when we went to go pick it up? I think like Sony releasing an unfinished product. Because that's what it kind of feels like when you came in. Like the Series X already has the SSD ready to buy on launch with the console to get more storage for it and everything, but it's hella pricey. It's like $200, literally $100 less behind their Xbox Series S, you know? That's 1 terabyte of SSD, but hey, it's fast, you know what I mean? That seems definitely worth it in my books, you know, $200 for another 1 terabyte getting these speeds. That's awesome. Yeah. So the only thing you can do right now is add an external hard drive, but you can't play PlayStation 5 games on them, which is kind of a bummer because you don't even get a full terabyte of hard drive space you don't get a full terabyte SSD space in the PS5 already. Only launches with like, what, 878, 860 something? And to know that literally like a couple of days before, I think it was when Embargo was released for reviews, they said that there's no compatibility with any M.2 SSDs at the moment. And later on, they're going to add a firmware update to the system where you will be able to add your M.2 SSDs. So that kind of like it doesn't like trigger me or anything, but it's kind of like why? Like, why would you... Like, why would you not be able to add an M.2 SSD on launch? You know what I mean? Like, what kinks do you need to work out? What product do you need to finish? Like, it seemed like I said, it seems like an unfinished product to me, you know?
Yeah.
Especially thinking like, yeah, there's M.2 SSDs, but like, we should have, like, it felt like it should have been done. You know what I mean? It should have been done and ready, just like how Xbox was. Like, I understand that, yeah, we are in a pandemic, so there are shipping and, shipping delays, development delays whatsoever, but if you know you have that type of what do you call it, how would you say it, type of product in the works, like at least give us a heads up, like hey, should we release pre-orders for this SSD, you know what I mean? Because I was like ready to buy one ASAP. Like, I thought it would just be compatible no matter what, but apparently not. You have to wait and see what is confirmed by Sony to make sure that it will be the same speeds. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So pretty much all you can do right now is add an external hard drive. You can use the same one you used on your PS4, but you can only launch PS4 games on it, and you could store PS5 games on it. But if you want to play PS5 games, you're going to have to move that PS5 game to the SSD. So that's kind of a bummer. Like, it's cool that it's there. I don't know how long a transfer is from the hard drive to SSD. I haven't tried it. But it kind of sucks knowing that you can't go out and buy that product. You know what I mean? Does that make sense? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just to know that, like, we have to wait a little bit longer. Mm-hmm. But other than that, I can't really say much. I'm just that's probably my biggest annoyance of how this system launched is just that SSD issue. But other than that, I think it's really fast, especially loading times, especially with Demon Souls, because I can't tell you how many times I have to wait for a loading screen after I die, and I hop on my phone and I stay on my phone 5 minutes longer than I have to be because the game's already loaded. You know what I mean? Like every single time I die, I'm back in. Every time it loads, I'm back in instantly, you know? Especially from Astro Playroom, Demon Souls, and Spider-Man. It's really fast. It's fantastic. I'm really enjoying myself.
I'm really looking forward to games that are built for the PS5, you know? Not like last-gen games, because those obviously aren't really optimized for PS5 performance. Mm-hmm. But for sure, I can't wait to see, like, a PS5 exclusive, you know, utilizing, like, the fast SSD, you know? I can't wait for it, because it's just so cool, you know? Mm-hmm. It looks, the future of, you know, this generation of gaming looks really, really promising so far.
Yeah, dude, definitely. If anything, when you when we finish this up, if you play God of War, you want to hop into something else, hop into Astro's Playroom and play a mission, dude. It's so cool. Either play a mission and definitely go into the PlayStation 1 room. It's so cool, dude.
For sure, I will. I'm going to do it right now after.
Heck yeah. Anything else more? I mean, yeah, like we can't give our thoughts on the Xbox Series X just because we don't have one, or the Series S whatsoever, but... Mm-hmm. Like, not that we wouldn't push it away. It was just more that we were just more like, obviously you guys should know us by now. We're Sony fanboys, but that doesn't mean we won't turn our back on our competition. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, normally before bed, I would sometimes, go on YouTube or like, play Doom or Resident Evil 2 on the 1X. But now, like, I feel weird not playing my 1X. Or like turning it on, it just feels weird because I'm mostly focused on the PS5 now, you know, trying to get the hang of it. But for sure, like one thing I loved about the 1X was like the UI and just like going on YouTube, because like on the PS5, everything's HDR now, like including when you go on YouTube, it's HDR. And there's some videos that are just too bright for me, you know, like on the 1X, it was HDR too. But it wouldn't, when I go on YouTube, it wouldn't utilize HDR at all. But on the PS5, it does. It's always HDR. So yeah, there's just something about the colors. Like, it's just too bright in some videos on YouTube, especially like the older videos. To me, it just seems way too bright, you know? And on the 1X, you know, it's not using HDR, which means I'm watching it like with its original, original color in a way. I don't know, but yeah, that's my only, you know, my only minor issue about going back and forth with the 1X and PS5, just because of YouTube. It's utilizing HDR on old videos, which I think it's not really necessary on the PS5, you know? Mm-hmm. But yeah, I noticed that with the videos that I record with my camera, I go on my PS5, I use my YouTube account. Sometimes I want to go check out my videos on YouTube on the PS5, and I instantly noticed that the color correction that I originally put on that video, on that 4K video, is pretty much gone. It's just so too, like, the color is just so different than on the 1X. But that's maybe because I have to change up the settings on the HDR, you know, on the PS5. So I'm gonna check that out later. But yeah, I'm definitely gonna miss using the 1X. Honestly, the controller feels just as good as the PS5 controller.
Yeah, dude, definitely. So whenever I bring my PS5 to my desk to stream for the homies some Demon Souls, I keep forgetting, because it's not a hassle, but just unplugging it, then replugging it back over here, then taking it back. So sometimes I just like I had to switch to the PS4 controller, and it just feels so different. It doesn't feel right anymore. It doesn't feel right booting up my PS4. Like going through the TV show apps, having that issue where I had to wait for it to load, go to YouTube whatsoever, wait for YouTube to load. Yeah, dude, it is so different. And honestly, I'm gonna have to start getting ready to say goodbye to my PS4 and unplug it. It really makes me sad, honestly, thinking about it. Yeah, I seen a video of like this controller. I think it's a PS3 controller, like locked up in the closet. And like they put the PS4 controller up there, and the PS4 controller is like, "Whoa, where am I?" And he was like, "You just get unplugged." And then he's like, "Yeah, I think so." And he's like, "Welcome to the club." And then you just see the PS2 controller come up. He was like, "Hey, you new?" He was like, "Yeah, what's happening here?" He's like, "This is where all unplugged controllers go." But yeah, dude, it's kind of upsetting. It really did make me sad. I wish I could find the original video that made me get in my feels, but yeah.
I'm going to look it up later.
Yeah, definitely. I really am enjoying the PS5. Other games that I can see coming out for this, I can't really think of. The only ones that we know about is Spider-Man 2, God of War Ragnarok. Resident Evil 8. I'm trying to think like PlayStation exclusives though.
Ratchet and Clank. Can't forget about that.
Yeah, I really did forget. Ratchet and Clank. I can't wait to see what that is. I think they confirmed that Ratchet and Clank is going to be a PS5 exclusive. Like, it will not come to PS4.
Oh, okay, for sure. That's good. I hope so, because, like, I mean, honestly, that's the reason why we got the PS5, right? To play PS5, you know, games, you know?
Yeah. I'm trying to think another. At least there was rumors for a Bloodborne 2. I also think they confirmed yesterday that Demon's Souls will not be coming to PC at all whatsoever because of that little mishap, what happened with the video. What else? I'm trying to think. Yeah, I can't honestly think of anything. Maybe more Hideo Kojima productions. Oh, Horizon Forbidden West. I definitely want to replay that. Well, not even replay, just play it because I never finished it.
Yeah, and God of War 2.
Yeah, God of War Ragnarok. Persona 6. At least we assume Persona 6. Crap. Yeah, I can't really think of anything. Like new. Like, could maybe Sony release new IP still? Like Horizon. I mean, I would say God of War is a new IP since it's nothing like the original trilogy. Like a new IP like Spider-Man, Ratchet and Clank. Could we get new Sly Cooper? Infamous? You know what I mean? I can only imagine.
Or Uncharted.
Yeah, a new Uncharted. Do you think, like I said, I think I asked this before on the podcast. Do you think there will be an Uncharted 5 with Nathan Drake, or is it just done?
I think it's pretty much a done. Pretty much. Yeah, it's done. Unless they do like a spinoff with a different character, but I kind of don't see that happening.
Because with The Last of Us, I pretty much considered it done and seen where it could have gone. And it did not just go that way. It just went like a fucking, like it went upside down. I was rolling my tongue right now. I couldn't even talk, like, for how like how crazy and dumb the events turned out for me. Like, it was ridiculous how it turned out, in my opinion, and I'm not a fan of it. Like, I don't know, who knows what they, I mean, it's freaking Naughty Dog. I wouldn't be surprised if they do the same thing for freaking Uncharted 5. Like, you pretty much, do you pretty much know what happens in The Last of Us 2? Do you care?
Honestly, I kind of would care just because I do have the new PS5, so I'd love to, like, experience it myself.
All right. I won't say nothing.
I do kind of care.
All right, I won't say nothing then. I'll wait till you play it.
For sure. Thanks, bud.
Yeah, is The Last of Us 2 on the PlayStation Plus collection?
Really? It's on there?
No, I'm asking you.
No, it's not on there. Okay. Oh, Last of Us? Yeah, the first one, but not two.
Oh, okay.
I already got
damn. So. I was gonna say I'll let you borrow it, but you got freaking Dingleberry.
Fuck, man! I should have got the disc.
Now you gotta buy it. Now you gotta buy that trash.
No, it's not good.
I think it's gonna go on sale though for Black Friday. I think I seen it for $30 on the ad. But oh, well, fuck, you can't even get it for $30 because you don't have the physical. I just forgot. My bad. Maybe, who knows if PlayStation Store will have a Black Friday deal. But other than that, that was pretty much our initial input. Pretty much no news today. We're pretty much going to save this episode. Like I said, we're trying to do more main topics and add some news if there's something interesting that we're into, because it kind of got repetitive just saying what was new and just saying, yeah, looks cool. You know what I mean? like, if we don't have more initial thought on it, then we won't mention it. But definitely, I saw a couple of news, interesting news. I mean, one other thing, people are vaping their Xbox. Remember that?
I've seen those videos.
That was crazy. So if you didn't know, people were vaping their Xbox and trying to like fraud. What's the, defamation or like for famous people?
Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. They're trying to like defame Xbox for making their shit look like they just released a bad product. Like, but pretty much in the end, someone made a video exposing them saying like, hey, your Xbox is not smoking. You're talking all this shit. It's literally just vape. So pretty much what they're doing is they're blowing their vape smoke underneath their Xbox and the smoke comes out of on top. So yeah, that was a pretty crazy week. And then Xbox literally tweeted saying, I can't believe we have to say this to you guys, but please do not vape your Xbox. That was so funny when I read that tweet. I was like, you idiots, why would you guys be doing that? It looks cool, but but I mean, hey, why in the first place, you know? I've heard a couple of Xbox issues too, like the disk drive is I think messing up on some people, or is just not reading discs or something like that. It's really weird. Yeah, other than that, dude, that's pretty much all we could talk about, right?
Yeah, just PS5. Honestly, I'm happy with it. I'm happy with my purchase, you know. I don't see myself giving it away or selling it anytime soon at all. I'm definitely having a blast, and I just can't wait. I can't wait for Ratchet and Clank and other games, you know. But yeah, I'm quite happy with it.
Yeah, definitely, dude. I can't wait to play some multiplayer games if you're down to get Sackboy when that co-op.
Yeah,
comes out.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
That'd be fun to talk about.
PS Plus, that's a first. Also, I forgot to mention, I purchased PlayStation Plus for the first time. So
ever. Wow, that's cool.
I purchased it just because to get those 10 games. For the PS5 launch, but yeah, I just the reason I don't get it is because I don't play multiplayer at all. And then while I booted up Resident Evil 5, I was thinking like, damn, how would I love to play like a versus battle on Resident Evil 5. But then I remember like, oh shit, I have multiplayer now. So that was pretty funny.
Heck yeah, dude.
Yeah, first time. I've always been a PlayStation person, and this is the first time, you know, I've purchase PlayStation Plus.
Heck yeah, dude, that's cool. What was I gonna say? Yeah, definitely we could play Sackboy. That would be awesome to go through the story mode together. But yeah, dude, I mean, that's all we got to say. We could hop into some local questions.
Let's go for it.
Yeah, pretty much, if you want to send us questions, you could leave a comment on my Instagram post or send me a DM on the Instagram story when I post it, when it goes live. Or you could join our Discord. A link to our Discord is in the description. You could ask us in the local questions tab. If you don't know what Discord is, it's pretty much like an online group chat, kind of like Skype, but way better. Pretty much it was pretty much like a PC thing, but now it seems like everyone uses it with school, like Zoom and stuff like that. But other than that, we got a couple of questions from our podcast tab. Let me pull it up. All right, ready? This is from Robbie Bahamas, our good old friend Robert. He said, out of PlayStation and Xbox, which ones are the most diehard fans?
honestly, I have to say it's both equally. I've seen a lot of hate towards Xbox, especially considering that the PlayStation fan base is bigger than Xbox. So I'll say that maybe PlayStation is like has most like the most diehard fans. In the most positive way, I'm gonna say that in a positive way. I know there's like some trashy ass fanboys on the PlayStation side and the Xbox side. I always see it on Twitter every time I go. There's like always like trash talk between Xbox fanboys and PlayStation fanboys, which is funny. But I have to say PlayStation. I think PlayStation is a lot older. Obviously, it's a lot older than the Xbox brand. They have more exclusives that people grew up on, you know, playing. But yeah, I have to say PlayStation just because I'm also like, I wouldn't consider myself a diehard fan of PlayStation. But, you know, I've played the majority of all PlayStation exclusives. So I would consider myself a fan, I would say a diehard fan. Fuck it. You know, just because I've played all their exclusives. But yeah, that's my answer.
Yeah, definitely. out of PlayStation and Xbox, which ones are the most diehard fans? I don't know. It's the console wars is so cringy and it's so toxic. Everyone's just talking mad shit. I can't really say. It's hard. I would say it's a tie. I can't say who's better than the other. You already know my opinion. I would suggest getting a PlayStation over the Xbox, no matter the performance, no matter the pros and cons of what the console does, because I believe a video game console should have good video game exclusives, yeah. No matter which one is more powerful. My PC is more powerful than my PlayStation, but my PlayStation has better exclusives that I'm playing on my mm-hmm. PlayStation than my PC, you know? I can't mm-hmm. play Spider-Man on my PC. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, like, that's my take. Like, I can't say who is the most diehard fan because they're pretty much just toxic. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You would not meet one person that only has one console and could understand the reasoning behind building a PC and the reasoning behind having an Xbox, or mm-hmm. vice versa, an Xbox person seeing the reason of having a PC and having a PlayStation if they don't have one or the other, you know. Mm-hmm. It's pretty crazy and toxic, but for me, you already know how we are. We PlayStation fanboys until Xbox starts dropping some good exclusives.
Yeah.
Give us a reason to buy one, you know. But nonetheless, like, we still like there's a lot of things Xbox does way better than PlayStation. Like, mm-hmm. regardless of how diehard PlayStation fanboys we are, there are countless things that Xbox does way better than PlayStation. Xbox mm-hmm. Game Pass. Fuck, I'm blanking out, but I know I could say more. I guess, like, accessibility with their, like their handicap controller, like, the little pads. Like, that's awesome for people that, like, have, like, no limbs and stuff. That makes mm-hmm. sense? Yeah. Like, I think that's fantastic that they go out of their way to develop something like that. You know what I mean? Like, that is so awesome, in my opinion, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I can't say who's a diehard fan. mm-hmm. Other than that, we'll move on to the next question. We got Light, aka Josh. He says, when did you screw everything up, but no one ever found out it was you?
I think it was Thanksgiving many years ago. Maybe I was like, I think 12 or 11, where I accidentally dropped my aunt's homemade freaking turkey. And no one knew who had dropped it, like, because it was a party outside. So pretty much I dropped the turkey like on the floor, and there was like a huge ass party outside, like, you know, music banging, stuff like that. So I fucking immediately left the kitchen and went outside and pretended I didn't do anything, you know? So they got in and my aunt was like, who the fuck dropped the turkey, you know, like the turkey basket, you know, the turkey thing, you know, like big ass turkey. So yeah, she asked, like, she was asking people like, oh, what happened? You know, like, who dropped in this and that? I just stayed quiet. But I think I screwed up. I fucked up that night, but I didn't get caught.
That's a good one, especially since turkey day's around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
When did you screw everything up but no one ever found out it was you? I can't really think of a time on the spot like that. Damn, I should have been thinking when you were talking right now. Crap. Yeah, I can't think of anything because I don't screw up. No, I'm just kidding. damn, yeah, that's a hard one. I honestly, at least if I do screw up, I get caught. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I know sometimes where I would skate the park, and before you would have to have a helmet and cops come, I would just walk outside and everyone's trying to run away and stuff. And I'm just going to walk out because I know I'm not supposed to be skating in there. Just give me the ticket already. Like, whatever's, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? Not that like I could pay the ticket off like nothing. Like, I'm a kid, you know, I don't have any money. And I would just walk off, and no joke, every single time that the cop came up, like out of 20 times that has happened, I think it was like one time the cop gave me a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Like every single time he was like, do you, Hockey didn't run out. And I was like, I'm just going to be honest with you, dude. I know I'm not supposed to be in there. I'm not going to run away from you. Like, there's like, I feel like I'm just gonna get in more trouble if I run away. Like, what's the point? I know I'm not supposed to be in there. You know, I know I'm not supposed to be in there. What am I gonna run away for? And then he's like, for sure. All right, you get out of here. And then I was like, sick.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's the closest thing I could say I screwed up on, and no one ever found out it was me. I got caught, but I still got let go. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I remember one time I did run away from the cops because one cop car was there and a second cop car pulled up and we were sitting down on the curb. They sat us down. He was going to write us tickets. And one cop went inside to get the tickets. And one random guy that was with me, it was just me and him. I didn't know who he was. He started running away and the cop that was getting the tickets started chasing him. And then his backup cop got out of the car too and started running after him. And then as soon as like they're at the basketball courts, I started running away, but I went the opposite direction. And then I could see behind me that the other cop like turned around and he was going to come after me. And I started running like somewhere else. I think I went to the apartments up the street and I hid like underneath a bush and I could hear like the cops like keys and shit. And like he's on the walkie talkie talking to his partner. And he's like, yeah, the other one got away. And then freaking he walked away. I just stood there under, like, laying down underneath the bush, and I was like, damn. So I guess that's one time. I mean, I didn't screw up, but I didn't get caught.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, nonetheless. Yeah, pretty much. I think the only question we got is from the Instagram, from the homie Jabari. Pretty much. I think this question goes directly towards you. He says, will you get cuter next week?
Will I get cuter next week?
Yes.
What does he mean by that?
Like, will you get cuter next week? Yeah. Like, dummy thick. Get a brighter smile. More luscious hair.
Maybe. Hopefully, who knows? I think that's impossible.
Impossible? Yeah, same here. I don't think I'm cute whatsoever. I mean, you'll find out on the unboxing video how bad I look. yeah, definitely. I need to buy some lights for more videos like that. I don't want to go all out because who knows how often it'll be. But with the pandemic going on and seeing how we might go back into critical lockdown, maybe things will brighten up and then we could use the lights for the show regardless. We could start doing the podcast in person again. I mean, we could pretty much do the podcast in person, but it's honestly easier doing it over audio, in my opinion. But what's your input on that?
What was that, dude?
On your input for the podcast. Doing it online over doing it in person.
Fucking run by that again, dude, because fucking someone came in. But tell me.
I said, how do you feel about being on lockdown, about using the lights to do it in person again, or if you like being on camera more or doing the podcast online more?
Honestly, like, I'm down for both. I will say there's something special about doing it on camera just because, like, I get to, like, we can look back, you know, and see, like, oh, you know, I remember that day, or, like, just see the outfit that we wore that day of the podcast, you know, of filming that day. But yeah, I like both options, honestly. In person, I mean, an audio like mic or on camera, you know. But I will say there's something special about doing it on camera, just because that's pretty much how we started off, me and you, on our first couple podcasts. Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, I have to say, there's something special about camera, doing it on camera. I'll say on camera. I would prefer on camera, just because I also get to see Peanut. I get to see, like, always get to see, you know, hang out, you know, just chill for a bit. But yeah, on camera. I would say on camera.
Nice, nice. But yeah, that pretty much wraps up today's episode. Glad you guys, if you sticked around, thanks for listening. Spread the podcast. It looks like we have taken over. I'm not sure if we have, but I asked a couple of homies, like, if you could look up the local podcast on Discord or on YouTube and see which one pops up first. And they say we pop up first. So if you could spread the podcast, that'll be awesome. Definitely tell your friends. We love talking about video games. We want to hear more from everyone else on their input on how, like, which one are they looking forward to? What games are you looking forward to? Like I said, we just love video games in general, no matter what console we're playing on. Even if, like, when we joke around talking shit about Xbox, it's all jokes and loves, honestly. We don't hate one for the other. But other than that, Mike, here it is. It's your time to shine. I even wrote it down for you so you could so you could read it clearly and get it straight. The people have been waiting.
I know. I got it. And that was the episode. 46 of the Local Podcast. You can find us on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play Store, and that one app you know about that we don't. Also, join the Discord. Can find direct links in the description of wherever you're listening to. Thanks for everything, and we'll see you next week.
That was awesome.
Hey, I was fucking sweating.
But yeah, guys. Yeah, definitely. Like Mike said, he wrapped it up. But yeah, have a good one. See you next week.
Thank you, guys.
Peace.